Ultimate Real Estate Matchmaker, connecting you with top-performing agents for 2% commission. Each week, we bring you exclusive interviews with industry experts, covering everything from staging to negotiation strategies to home inspection issues and everything in between. Whether you're selling your home, a first-time home buyer, or a seasoned investor, we've got you covered. Let's make your real estate dreams a reality in this fast-moving and ever-changing real estate market.
This program is funded in whole or in part by Trusted Agent USA, Illinois license number 475. 145795.
Now, here's Larry.
All right, everybody, welcome back. And we are happy to have you with us again, joining us for Real Estate Radio, the Real Estate Radio Show. We are here every single Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m. And my name's Larry Shackman. I'm going to be your host and real estate therapist for the next somewhere around an hour. Let's call it 55 minutes. And we got a lot to talk about today. Remember, full contact sport. If you guys want to jump in on the conversation, give us a call at 773-763-9278. Hey, keep something in mind for today's show. If I sound like a cartoon character, it's because I got a little bit of the late summer little bit of a cold here, late summer cold. So again, if I sound like a little bit of a cartoon character, that's why. But we have a lot to talk about today, and we're really going to dive in to something after headlines that I think you guys are going to find really fun. We are going to take a look at the most expensive home ever sold in the city of Chicago, and it just recently closed a couple of weeks ago, actually less than a couple of weeks ago. And so we're going to take a look at who were the sellers, who were the buyers, how long was it on the market, what did it originally list for, how'd the sellers do? But there's a story behind this property, and it's an amazing property. I hope you're watching online because we're going to show some spectacular pictures of this property, and I think you guys are really going to enjoy that. Remember, we are streaming live on YouTube and LinkedIn, as well as Facebook. You can find us on YouTube at Larry Shackman. So if you go to YouTube, go to at Larry Shackman, you're going to find us broadcasting live there. Same thing on LinkedIn. And if you do go to YouTube, remember to subscribe, and you're going to get a lot of great content like this every single week. So tune in and call in 773-763-9278 if you want to jump in on the conversation. I head up a group of realtors over at Lux Group, LPT Realty. We service the entire Chicago metro area. So if you guys need any help selling, buying, or investing, give us a call directly at 630-921-0611. Remember, Lux Group, LPT, we can help you throughout the entire Chicago metro area. That's enough of this shameless promotion. Hey, real quick, I want to thank last week's guest. We had Dylan Kramer join us, for a home loan specialist at Neighborhood Loans. Dylan's been in the business for a long, long time. We talked about, you know, some good news for buyers regarding falling rates. And we'll get into that a little more today. But rates were pretty much stagnant, I believe, over the last week. But, you know, rates aren't horrible right now. We're looking at probably around 6.5%. And we're going to get into what Fannie Mae is projecting in terms of interest rates year end 2024 and year end 2025. Where are we going to be as far as interest rates go? And is that going to really spur the buyer's market on? And of course, with all the other things going on in real estate, all the changes that took effect August 17th, in terms of buyer commissions, how buyer's agents are compensated, how they find out how they're compensated, buyer agreements, and how all that works now. And we'll touch on that a little bit too, because I think the general public is still kind of grasping what's going on as far as all these changes go. So we'll touch on that a little bit too. But yeah, last week, Dylan and I spoke about interest rates. We're not in a bad place as far as interest rates go now. We're not at that 3% or 2.5%, and we're never going to be again, and probably not in my lifetime anyway. But I think interest rates will continue to go down. I don't know how fast, or, you know, is that going to be a quick drop? No, I doubt it. But I think they will continue to stay level or go down slightly. So last week, we had a pretty busy week, actually, at Lux Group LPT. We put properties under contract in Buffalo Grove, in St. Charles. We also put a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath townhome on the market for rent in Evanston. So if you guys are looking for a rental and in the Evanston area, this is in a very sought after rental community in Evanston. Give me a call, 630-921-0611. And we can help you out with that. And if you want to jump in on the show, if you have anything you'd like to comment about the real estate market in general, or something you're going through in your real estate life, give us a call at 773-763-9278. And we'd love to hear from you guys. We have a great property that's going to, actually, a listener called me up last week, has a great lake property in Walkerton, Indiana, on Koontz Lake, K-O-O-N-T-Z Lake, Koontz Lake in Walkerton, Indiana. And if you're listening, and we are all over that, and we're going to get this place sold for you, and get it out there and start our marketing magic like we always do. But yeah, if you're looking for a lake house, this one might be the one for you. So Koontz Lake, Walkerton, Indiana. We'll be talking more about it in the coming weeks. But remember, if you're buying, selling, or investing, give us a call directly at 630-921-0611 and put Lux Group and LPT to work for you. We have a bunch of great agents working for us. I'll work with you directly, and let's do this, and let's help you accomplish whatever your real estate goals are, whether that's buying, selling, or investing, or renting for that matter. So like I mentioned earlier, we have a really fun show lined up today, and we're happy to have you guys join us on this one, because we are going to dive deep into the most expensive home ever to sell in Chicago. As I mentioned earlier, it just closed this month, about 10 days ago. And we're going to take a look at this because there's really a unique story behind this. First of all, this house is absolutely fabulous. It's just an astonishing property. It's located at 1932 North Burling Street in Chicago. And the story behind it is just so unique. And the property is just so outstanding. I thought this was a great story that we should follow through. So we're going to talk about who were the sellers, who were the buyers, how much did it sell for, how long was it on the market, what was it originally listed for, and what did it eventually sell for, and, you know, how did the buyers do? How did the sellers do? Did they do well when they sold the house? Did they take a hit when they sold the house? You know, selling luxury properties is much, much different than selling a typical bread and butter property. And for a lot of reasons, the marketing is different. You have to really, you want to be working with an agent that has good reach in that niche, in that luxury niche, and an agent that knows how to market luxury properties. That's what we do at Lux Group. And so if you are selling a luxury property, let us know, because we'd love to help you with that. That is really our wheelhouse. We help all kinds of sellers and buyers and investors. Doesn't matter the price point, but one of our wheelhouses is luxury property and marketing luxury properties. This story is just a great story, and from who the sellers were and the buyers were to how much it sold for, and what did it take to sell that property. So we'll get into that in a little bit. We're going to do headlines first. Before we get into headlines, I'm going to thank Devin on the board helping us out today. And if you call in, you'll talk to Devin first and he'll patch you on through to us. And we'll talk about whatever you guys want to talk about this morning. Again, full contact sport. You can reach us at 773-763-9278. And of course, we're streaming live on YouTube. Go there, like, follow, and subscribe, because we have great content every single week. In addition to broadcasting live from the studios of WCPT 820 AM every Saturday from 9 to 10 AM Central Standard Time. So again, we're glad to have you here. Remember to go to YouTube and subscribe and follow. Also, you can listen to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. So keep that in mind as well. Hey, coming up next week is our influencer panel. And like we do the last Saturday of every month, this coming Saturday, we are going to be joined by Joe Peterson, and Joe is the CEO of iList Tech. And iList Tech is a real estate tech company offering industry-leading solutions for agents and sellers. So we're going to talk about, you know, how are all the changes that are happening in real estate affecting iList, and how does Joe see this affecting the market moving forward. So we're going to deep dive on a lot of different things, but that'll be one of them. Hey, the question of the day today is, so remember, I said we are going to be diving deep into this property that just sold in the city of Chicago, the most expensive home, single family home that has ever sold in the city of Chicago. So our question of the day today is, what do you think the 2023 property taxes were for the most expensive home ever sold in the city of Chicago? Now, I'm going to give you a little tip, something to maybe help you out with this. The property sold for $15,250,000. So the property sold for $15,250,000. It sits on, now get this, it sits on 8 city lots. So the seller bought 8 city lots and then built this property on those 8 city lots. So what do you think the 2023 property taxes were for the most expensive home ever sold in Chicago, which just closed this August? 773-763-9278. What do you think the property taxes were on this property? So we are going to dive into headlines, and headlines today are being sponsored by TrustedAgentUSA.com. go to trustedagentusa.com, get a cash offer, get the real market value of your home, or list it for sale, or list it for sale by owner. Hey, if you have the stomach to go it alone and you want to list your home without the help of a professional, without the help of a real estate agent, go to trustedagentusa.com. They give you all the tools to list your home and sell it on your own, or you could hook up with one of the top selling agents in your area and have the help of a professional from start to finish. So remember, trustedagentusa.com. Let's jump into headlines. And, you know, there's a lot happening as always. And sales of previously owned homes in July rose 1.3% from the prior month. And the good, why am I mentioning this? It's only 1.3%. Why am I mentioning the sales rising 1.3% of previous, you know, of homes that are on the market now? And why? Because it's the first time in 4 months sales have actually gone up. So, I mean, that is significant in and of itself. So it went up 1.3% from the previous month to an adjusted annual rate of 3.95 million. And I mean, that is a good sign. And, you know, one of the reasons sales is slumping is there's just not a lot to sell out there. You know, inventory is still struggling. It's getting better. No question about it. It is getting better. We have more inventory on the market, you know, now than we did last month. And but sales are still sluggish. The good news is in July, home sales rose, previously owned homes rose by 1.3%. So that is a good thing. And the not so good thing, though, is it was still the lowest level for any July since 2010. So although we are on the way back in terms of inventory and we are on the way back in terms of sales, maybe we'll have to keep an eye on that. We're still at this point where we have a very sluggish real estate sales sector going on right now in terms of the overall market. So on an annual basis, existing home sales, which make up most of the housing market, fell 2.5%. So on an annual basis, it fell about 2.5% as of now, but it rose 1.3% month over month. So let's keep our fingers crossed and hope that that trend continues. So at their July meeting, the Fed officials overwhelmingly wanted to cut interest rates at their next get together in September. Some at that meeting even suggested a cut in July. And this actually isn't that surprising because there are some things that are indicating this is warranted. So a couple of those things, and we've mentioned this in past shows, is A, the labor market, the job market is soft right now. That is something that is going to definitely make the feds take a hard look at lowering the Fed rate, which is the rate banks loan money to one another and borrow money. But check this out. And here's what I mean about the job market. Employers, based on recent stats, employers might have added 818,000 fewer jobs in the 12 months through March than previously thought. So the job market is soft right now. And in addition to that, inflation is really, really starting to get to that target level we want it to be at. So right now, we're at about 2.9%. Well, the Fed's annual inflation rate, their target is 2%. So we're about a little under 1% more than where we want to be in terms of the annual, our annual inflation rate. So with the inflation rate getting to where we want it and the job market being pretty soft right now, this gives us and gives the Fed, I should say, the impetus to lower those rates. And I think you're going to see that happen. I'm going to stand by my previous prediction. And that is, one, we're going to see at least a 0.5% reduction in the Fed rate in September, and probably at least another 0.5% in December when they meet again. So we'll see what happens with all that. And keep in mind, when the Fed rate goes down, it doesn't necessarily mean your long-term interest rates like mortgage rates are going to go down. But we'll see what happens, and we'll keep an eye on all that. Always interesting to see how that's going to affect the real estate market in general. Let's see, what else do we have going on here? Okay, this is interesting. So Fannie Mae economists, they are predicting that, well, what they said is recent drops in the interest rate is not sufficient enough to increase home sales dramatically. And I think we've all seen that play out. Home sales didn't spike when interest rates got to 6.5 and 6.4%. They did not spike. And so I think that that holds true. The recent rate drops just are not sufficient to increase home sales dramatically. But what Fannie Mae does predict is they predict 6.4 rates is where we're going to end up year end 2024. And they're predicting by the end of 2025, we'll be at 5.9%. Now, I don't know why, but I think that's very conservative. I think we could go lower than 6.4 by the end of this year. And I think we could potentially be lower than 5.9 by the end of 2025. But it's hard to predict these things because different market dynamics drive this, and those dynamics can change quickly. And these numbers always butt up against one another and fight each other. So we're just going to have to keep an eye on it and see what gives with interest rates. But yeah, Fannie Mae says 6.4 by the end of 2024, 5.9 by the end of 2025. What do you guys think? And by the way, what do you think the taxes are on a home in Chicago that sits on 8 city lots and recently sold for $15,250,000? What do you think the property taxes were on that home in 2023? Hey, remember, follow us on YouTube. Go to @LarryShackman. @LarryShackman, follow us on YouTube, and you're going to get some great content, including this show coming to you live every single Saturday, 9 to 10 a.m. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back, and we are going to dive right into this amazing home that just sold for $15,250,000. We'll see you on the other side of this break.
Tune in to Real Estate Radio, Saturdays at 9 a.m., hosted by the real estate therapist, Larry Shackman, a top-producing real estate broker, author, CEO, and founder of TrustedAgentUSA.com. Top-performing agents for 2% commission, saving you thousands when you sell, buy, or invest. Real Estate Radio, the ultimate real estate radio experience. Get insider tips from experts throughout the real estate industry. Streaming live on Facebook at WCPT 820. Trusted Agent USA, Illinois, license number 475-145-795. Welcome back to Real Estate Radio, sponsored in part by TrustedAgentUSA.com, the ultimate real estate matchmaker, saving you thousands. Now back to Larry, the real estate therapist.
All right, everybody, we are back and we are happy to have you here. Like I said, we are going to dive in now to the most expensive single family home that has ever sold in the city of Chicago. This property just closed a couple of weeks ago, a little less than a couple of weeks ago. And so this property, which is located, and I'm gonna bring this up on the screen right now so you guys can see this if you're following along with us at YouTube at Larry Shackman. You can follow along with us and check this out. But so this property located at 1932 North Burling Street in Chicago, it literally just closed on 8/19/2024. So this is a very recent sale. And this property was listed by Matt, I'm probably going to destroy your last name here, but it's L-E-U-T-H-E-U-S-E-R, Luthesser of Jameson Sotheby's International Realty. And it was sold by Jennifer Ames of Engel & Volkers out of Chicago as well. So those two agents did a great job getting this property sold. The story behind this property is just amazing. And remember, it sold for $15,250,000. What do you think the property taxes were on that in 2023? They were a lot. Let's just put it that way. But this property is, it's an amazing home. It's around 25,000 square feet, and it's a 6-bedroom, 7.4-bath home. So total of 11 bathrooms, 7 full, 4 half, and so 7.4 baths. The property went under contract in July and closed on August 19th, 2024. Now, let's talk a little bit about the sellers. And by the way, this is all public information. You guys can read articles on this, or, you know, you can pretty much see this stuff everywhere. But so let's take a look at the sellers. The sellers were United Automobile Insurance Company chairman Richard Perillo and his wife, Michaela. They first sought, now check this out, when this property first came on the market, when it was first, you know, put out there to the public, it was put out there at $50 million for this mansion in 2016. And it recently, most recently, has been on the market for $23.5 million since about November. I think when it was originally listed recently, and we'll get into this a little more, about a year and a half ago, it came on at about just under $30 million. Then the price was adjusted to $23 million, and we'll get into how that all rolled out. So yeah, the owners, the couple who bought those 8 lots and built this property on those 8 lots in the city of Chicago is the United Automobile Insurance Company chairman Richard Perillo and his wife Michaela. I'll tell you what, they did an outstanding, amazing job on this 25,000 square foot luxury property that is just amazing Forget curb appeal. This is curb appeal on steroids. And the property, the exterior of the property is just awesome. It's just, you know, you look at this property and it is just amazing what they did with the exterior, all of the fountains, the landscaping, just everything about it is amazing. And we're going to get into that more. But yeah, Richard and his wife did an amazing job on this property. And there's a story behind it. We'll get into it in a second here. Public records show that the mansion's buyer was an opaque land trust. So, you know, it's a land trust whose trustee is attorney Catherine Kovitz Arnold. And the buyers, although they are not mentioned, and it was purchased through this land trust, the buyers, according to Jennifer Ames, who works at Engel & Völkers and brought the buyers to the table for this property, they are local buyers. They're not from out of town. So these are buyers that purchased this property that already lived. I don't know if they lived in the city, but they lived in Chicago metro area. But those buyers, their identities have not been disclosed and won't be disclosed because they bought it in the form of a land trust or as a land trust. So they did say, or I should say, Jennifer did mention that what the buyers saw in this property was just even more potential than what is actually, you know, you could see with your own eyes, right? Because some of the areas of the house are still unfinished. And they're really just excited, like a lot of buyers are. When you buy real estate, they're excited to go in there and make it their own. And believe me, you'd look at this house and you'd say, what more can you do with this property? But you know what? I'm sure they're going to go in there and really make it their own with some personal touches. That's what we all do when we buy a house, right? We go in and we make it ours. We change the paint. We change, you know, we may knock down a wall. But we make it our own. And that's what they're going to do with this house. No. So what's the story of recently sold luxury properties? Although this mansion, and specifically in Chicago. So although this mansion sold for a fraction of what the Perillos originally had wanted, it still set an all-time record in the city of Chicago. So this is the most expensive single-family home that has ever sold in the city of Chicago, selling at $15,250,000. Now, who do you think the previous holder of that distinction was? Well, I'm not gonna keep you waiting. The previous owner of the most expensive home previous to this home was none other than our governor, J.B. Pritzker. He paid $14.5 million in 2006 for his Astor Street mansion. So now there's a new sheriff in town, governor, and it is 1932 North Burling Street in Chicago, selling for $15,250,000. So that's interesting. The city, however, in terms of luxury sales, the city has had multiple condominium sales over the years for more than $15 million. The highest priced condominium that has ever sold in Chicago was owned by German Lareas, a billionaire, I believe his name is German Larea, and it sold for $20.56 million. And that was a four-bedroom, 10,000-square-foot duplex condominium on the 71st floor of the residence at St. Regis Tower. So, however, that's a condo. this is a single family home. And this Lincoln Park mansion now stands as the highest priced single family home inside Chicago to change hands. And, you know, honestly, in terms of the luxury market, even outside of Chicago's city limits, only a select few suburban mansions have sold for more than $15,250,000. I mean, that is some rare air. And like I said, it's a whole other animal marketing that type of property. And you really want to work with someone that gets it and has a strong reach in that niche. And more importantly, knows how to market those properties. And of course, that's one of our wheelhouses. You can give us a call at 630-921-0611 if you're looking to market and sell a luxury property. So what is the history of the sale of 1932 North Burling Street? So the history of the sale of 1932 North is this. So the property, it's been on the market. Now get this, guys, this property has been on the market for almost 8 years. Its most recent listing was 1.5 years in length. And in that time frame, its list price when it sold was $23,500,000. So when it sold, it was listed at $23.5 million. But it came on the market a year and a half ago with that most recent iteration of its listing for $29,999,995. So just under $30 million. It came on the market. Price was adjusted about a year and a half ago. They then adjusted the price to $23,500. That at that price is when it came under contract and eventually sold and closed for $15,250,000. Here's the history of the asking price. The mansion's asking price was reduced from $50 million to $45 million in 2020. Excuse me, there's that late summer cold. From $50 million to $45 million in 2020, and from $45 million to $30 million early last year. In September, it was reduced further to $27.9 million, and then 6 weeks later, it was dropped to $23.5 million. The mansion had, we haven't had any calls. I'm gonna let the cat out of the bag here. So the property tax bill for this property at 1932 North Burling Street in Chicago in 2023, nobody raised their hand. I'm going to tell you, it was $342,337. $342,337 is what the 2023 property tax bill was for this property at 1932 North Burling. So listen, you not only have to have the money to buy the property, right? You've got to have the money to pay the taxes on the property. Remember, this property sits on 8 city lots. That's a lot, no pun intended. So how'd the sellers do? Well, this is where it becomes kind of a Shakespearean tale of sadness, because listen, they built an amazing house. They were all in on this house, including the purchase of the lots, 8 city lots, and the building of this property. They were all in for $65 million. That's what they were all in on this property, including purchasing the land and building the property. $65 million. They paid $12.5 million to buy the site. That, again, is fully 8 city lots. And they bought those lots from the Infant Welfare Society in 2005. So listing agent who had those lots declined to comment on that sale. But when the mansion was first listed in 2016, the couple's cost to build the mansion, including those lots, $65 million. That's a ton of change, to say the least. The sellers didn't do great when they sold it. They did great when they built it. This is an amazing house. And I'm going to bring some pictures up here on the podcast broadcast. And I'm hoping you guys are watching this, because these are amazing pictures of this property. And we're going to see if we could bring a few of these up here. Like I said, this property is... It sits on those 8 city lots. It's 25,000 square feet. It has 6 bedrooms and I think, again, 7.4 baths. So a total of 11 baths. But it's an amazing property. Hang on one second, guys. I'm bringing these pictures up because I really, really want you to see this. I really want you to see this property here, if we can get this in. And let's do this now. So the lot dimensions, 177 by 149. Those are those lot dimensions. 177 by 149. So again, 8 city lots. And the listing information says it's 25,000 square feet. Cook's assessor assigns it at 15,553. That might not be including all the rooms in the house. I'm going to go with the listing information at 25,000 square feet. Let's talk about some of the wow factors of this property, because they are incredible. And I'm going to see if we can bring this up now. Let's do this. Okay. And here we should be bringing this property up now on screen. And there we go here. Okay, so that is a shot of the exterior of the property. And, you know, again, gorgeous property. Some of the wow factors on this property, obviously it has 11 bathrooms, folks. So 7.4 baths, an entryway with inlaid precision cut marble from the French Pyrenees. And it also, this is amazing, it has a grand rotunda that features a statement making bronze and 22 karat gold repoussé staircase. And I'm going to see if we can get you guys a picture of that online as we file through some of the scroll through some of these pictures and look at the amazing landscaped grounds of this property sitting right in the heart of Chicago. And so let's see if we have a picture of this staircase, because the staircase is just, it's amazing. So you're looking at the outside of the property now, and there are multiple areas to lounge around the property, outdoor fireplace, many, many different seating areas around the property, in a pool with a hot tub, just really an outstanding property. I'm not seeing any pictures here on the listing of the, here we go. There's the staircase of the property, and it's really, it's amazing. This staircase, as we said, it is, it's bronze and 22 karat gold, and it's just jaw-dropping when you walk in this property to see that. Some of the other wow factors on this property are, it has is this house has a 2,000 square foot wraparound terrace with an outdoor kitchen. So if you're looking to entertain, this is the house that you're going to be able to entertain at. This house is absolutely amazing. The mansion's third level contains the primary bedroom suite with a hand-carved English marble fireplace and a custom dressing room. The lower level has a 5,000-bottle wine cellar and tasting suite with 14-foot ceilings. So here's the thing. I mean, the sellers just did an amazing job building this unique luxury property in the heart of Chicago, in my opinion, the greatest city in the world. But honestly, they kind of took a hit when they sold it. I mean, you know, they bought those lots for $12.5 million. They built the house for another $50 million. They're all in for $65 million, and they sold the house for $15,250,000. So, you know, it's not all sunshine and rainbows when you're selling luxury properties. And the market, you know, dictates, you know, at any given time how well you're going to do. I don't know. Does this give us some indication on how things are going in terms of luxury sales and in that very rare air of 15 million plus single family home properties? I don't know. I guess that's something else we'll have to keep an eye on. So some of the other wow factors in this property is it has a gated motor court. It has an arbor, a hand-forged pavilion, decorative fountains throughout the grounds, and a reflection pool. The mansion also, obviously, it has, you know, a nice three-car garage attached to it and an elevator to all floors of the property. So, I mean, this property is just an outstanding example of what luxury living in the city of Chicago can be like. I've sold some amazing luxury condos in the sky right on the lakefront. And I have to tell you guys, there are some outstanding luxury properties in the city of Chicago. We are going to take another short break and we will be right back to wrap up the Real Estate Radio Show for August 24th, 2024.
Tune in to Real Estate Radio Saturdays at 9 a.m. hosted by the real estate therapist Larry Shackman, a top producing real estate broker, author, CEO, and founder of TrustedAgentUSA.com. Top performing agents for 2% commission, saving you thousands when you sell, buy, or invest. Real Estate Radio, the ultimate real estate radio experience. Get insider tips from experts throughout the real estate industry. Streaming live on Facebook at WCPT 820. Trusted Agent USA, Illinois, license number 475-145-795. Welcome back to Real Estate Radio, sponsored in part by TrustedAgentUSA.com, the ultimate real estate matchmaker, saving you thousands. Now back to Larry, the real estate therapist.
All right, you guys, we are back and we are going to be wrapping it up here for this August 24 edition of the Real Estate Radio Show. Remember, go follow us at Larry Shackman, at Larry Shackman at YouTube. You could watch the live broadcast every single Saturday, 9 to 10 a.m. And remember, at Larry Shackman on YouTube, S-H-A-K-M-A-N, at Larry Shackman. Follow us, subscribe, and join in every Saturday and whenever we go live to talk about what's going on in the real estate market. So let's take a look at some more of these pictures. So right now what we're looking at is and I'm going to scroll back here real quick because I want to look at that. Here is that entryway and that rotunda with that 24 karat gold staircase that goes to the upper levels. This is just talk about a wow factor. I mean, this is just amazing. You walk in and you're immediately blown away by the opulence and just sheer luxury and the love that was put into this property when it was built. I'm going to guess Michaela had a lot to do with the design of this property, because other luxury properties that I've sold, I had nothing to do with the sale of this property. But other luxury properties I've sold, when they have been completely rehabbed, a lot of that rehab was done by the wife, because, you know, it's their baby, right? And you know how this goes, guys. Happy wife, happy life. If your wife is in on designing the property, she's gonna get a lot of deference to some of the things she wants. And I don't know if Michaela was the driving force behind this, or probably worked closely with architects and designers, but this house is just jaw-droppingly gorgeous. And we're gonna scroll through some other pictures. Here's another picture of the looking in from the entryway to that 24 karat gold staircase. And there's another one. There is a really dramatic picture looking from the third floor down as that staircase swirls around. And it's just really jaw-dropping to look at that. Just what a great job designing this house. And there's another great example of this gorgeous staircase. This property has a wet bar, just anything you could possibly ask for in a luxury property. This is the property. It's 25,000 square feet of pure luxury living in the heart of the greatest city in the world, Chicago, Illinois. And we're scrolling through some of the other pictures. Here is a shot of the kitchen. Beautiful island. Everything about this just drips with luxury, but very comfortable. It's a very comfortable living space. Hard to believe you could say that about a 25,000 square foot space, but it really is. It is done so well. And I'm sure the new owners are just over the top thinking about the things they're going to do with the house, and just thinking about the joy of living in a property like this. So before we go, guys, one more time, I want to remind everybody, join us on YouTube at Larry Shackman. Go there and subscribe for great content every single Saturday and every single week. We're on live throughout the week, and we post a lot of content throughout the week. And remember, if you are looking to buy, sell, or invest, give me a call, Larry Shackman. I run a group of great agents at Lux Group. One of our wheelhouses is luxury sales. However, we work with all price points, with all buyers, sellers, and investors. Give us a call, 630-921-0611. You guys have a great weekend. We're going to see you next Saturday with our influencer panel. We're going to be joined by Joe Peterson. And until then, this is Larry Shackman signing off, your real estate therapist. We'll see you next Saturday.
Thanks for joining us on Real Estate Radio with your host, Larry Shackman, the real estate therapist and top producing broker. Now go to TrustedAgentUSA.com and save thousands.